I am Kate Shaw. I'm the executive director of Peace River Valley Citrus Growers Association.
You had a few growers, including a panel of three growers today. What were some of the big messages you took away?
Well, I think a lot of the growers felt that it has been a pretty good year. So there was a lot of pros within the year. I think that we're finally on an uphill. On the uphill battle, we're kind of hitting that flat line, and things are starting to look up from greening. I think people are grateful to have greening, because if we didn't, you know, we would probably have some big issues selling that much juice. But our growers, like I've always said, are very resilient, and they've proved that today in their discussion, that they are making things turn out for the better.
At least two of the growers were reporting 350 to 400 boxes an acre. That's way above the industry average. Do you feel like your growers down here are generally beating the industry average?
I think definitely in Hardy County we're seeing a rise, and in DeSoto County a little bit as well. All growers, I don't think so, but a lot of my growers, they had a very good year. So the boxes have increased, and I do think that's great for my area, but I'm not sure about other areas. I just know that Hardy and DeSoto have raised a lot.
You asked them about the marketing part, and I think they all agreed we've got to focus on marketing.
Yeah, I think marketing is the biggest priority right now. You know, there's been talks of raising the box tax, and my association is split 50-50. I have a lot of people that are anti-tax, and they don't even want to think about raising that tax until they can have some guarantee of return of investment. And the department, they're asking the department of that. The other half is, yes, let's raise the box tax. This is our business. This is our legacy. You know, we need to have some skin in the game, and we need to make sure that we're investing in ourselves. So yes, let's raise the box tax. However, I think that, you know, we are having that workshop at the department on July 17th, that it's imperative that the department provides these growers some type of timeline and some type of return that they're going to get from it. I think there needs to be sort of logistics behind everything. The growers need to have that faith restored back into the department, and especially the marketing side of things.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.